When fire started licking the dry grass on the edge of Judy McBride's ranch near Twisp, she and her husband decided to stay put. McBride says they never thought about leaving.
It's kind of a thing that, you know, if the fire comes our way, we're going to stay and defend our home, regardless of when.
Why?
Why? Because it's our home and we can do it.
You posted a video on Facebook and the fire looks very close. Describe for people who haven't seen that video. What can you see from your door, from your house?
Well, from my back deck, the fire line was, you know, just up the hill behind my shop and house. Could see the flames, but these were flames that on that particular video was the burnout. So those flames were started by the firefighters. They were very close. I could feel the heat, the smell, you know, hear the crackling, and just watching it, hoping that it was doing what it was supposed to do, and it did.
What does it smell like?
It's not as smoky as you would think. There was just such a stillness in the air. The smell wasn't overpowering smoky smell. It's more that way now afterwards than during the actual fire.
Can you feel the heat from the flames?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So what does that feel like to you?
It was like a big bonfire. It was pretty intense, but not so much that I felt like I needed to get further away from it than where I was. But you could definitely feel the heat.
I know that Washington law does not require somebody to leave when an evacuation order is given, but it is dangerous to stay when the fire is so close. What if something tragic had occurred? Did that cross your mind at all?
I think briefly it crossed, but I did know the resources that were protecting my home. I mean, the smoke jumpers are the elite, and they came in, and it was remarkable to watch them gather right in my driveway. This is what we're doing. And then I didn't see them the rest of the night because they were out in the middle of the night on this fire line fighting it.
You felt very confident in your abilities to protect your place. You knew a lot about fire. You knew firefighters. But what would you tell somebody either in your area or somebody who might face a similar situation about to watch their property burn about your own experience and the choice you made?
First off, be aware of your surroundings. If you don't know fire behavior, don't stay. Don't stay for the heck of it. If you can fight your fire and you have the resources to do it, prepare your property as best you can, but don't risk yourself.
If a fire burns again next year, what will you do?
Probably stick it out again until it got to the point where we couldn't. I mean, we get fires frequently, so we are used to this, I should say, in a kind of macabre way that we know what happens, we know what to do.
Judy McBride's a rancher from the Twisp area. She and her husband decided not to evacuate when the fire came close to their property. For now, that fire's been contained, and McBride says the town of Twisp is in pretty good shape.